It's time now for the Peace Harbor COVID-19 checkup, sponsored by Peace Harbor. Joining me on the phone this morning is Jason Hawkins. He's a CAO at Peace Health, and Robin Allen, who's the Director of Clinical Services. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
Now, one of the things we like to do is kind of get, you know, people in the know as to what's happening over at the hospital. Let's start off with the new 15-minute testing. I believe you guys got one of those in order to kind of break out this COVID-19 a little bit quicker. Is that true?
Well, we're working on that, George. We've got an analyzer and we're going through some validation. But the amount of test kits we get will be dependent upon our suppliers. So while we're getting it ready in anticipation, we do not have a start date on that yet. And the good news is with Oregon kind of flattening the curve, as they so to speak, some of those testing kits are going to places that are in much greater need. But we're getting ready, George.
Well, obviously, we have not experienced that great need here yet. But what is the process currently? I know that you guys are doing temperature tests for staff and employees that come in the morning and things like that, kind of making sure everybody's good to go. What about the patients that are coming in? How's the triage unit going?
So what we're doing now for a triage, we are checking and screening each patient that comes in through the ED as whether they're respiratory or not, and checking their temperatures. And we've created a flow, a surge flow, we're calling it, so that there'll be different pathways for patients to take, so that if you're in here for respiratory issues, you won't necessarily cross the path of someone that's in here for something else. I'm trying to keep them separate.
Now, obviously, you know, this was not the best. I mean, there's never a best time for a pandemic, but with cold and flu season and allergies and all that, is it kind of difficult to kind of sort out people?
So we have specific screening criteria that the physicians use in evaluating the patients, and there are specific things that they're looking for. Your typical runny nose, hay fever type symptoms are not those symptoms. They're looking more for a dry cough, a fever, and issues with respiratory, as far as like fluid in your lungs or
difficult breathing.
Difficulties breathing, yes.
Now, you've had to make some changes over this time period due to the fact that you have to get ready, get more beds ready in case there is a need for that. Part of that with the surgery department and moving that, how is staffing going? How is the health of the staff doing as far as mental health, and how are people moving forward?
Yeah, that's a great question, George. We've been able to actually, as Robin's put together these surge plans and an opportunity, as we created capacity within our health systems, we've reinvented the space for surge, and we've been cross-training a number of our employees to do different things to help support the ED, to help support med surge in the event a surge does hit us. So really want to thank all of our caregivers for being willing to, I guess, do some different things. And also our physicians on campus, many of them are cross-training into the emergency department and or the hospitalist area, community care, and doing some things that they maybe haven't done in a while, but we're already privileged. So we've been training those physicians to provide care at points that they haven't done in a few years.
Well, I'm sure cross-training is probably one of the best things that could be an ongoing learning experience for everybody. It helps out in all types of businesses. I'm sure the hospital is the same way. How about the supplies and stuff? I know that we hear, you know, around the state that supplies are in a great demand. How are we doing as far as that goes here in Florence?
Well, here in Florence, George, our supplies, we're doing just fine with that. We have sufficient supplies as far as gowns and masks go to meet the needs of our caregivers right now.
Yeah, we've also upped our pharmaceutical inventories as well as our food supply inventory. You know, we probably started preparing, as you know, as early as mid to late January for some of this, and started increasing our inventory levels in the event we weren't able to flatten the curve. But we're getting our weekly allocations, pretty much we're using close to what we're getting in, or maybe using a little less than what we're getting in. So it seems to be working for us.
Another one of the things you hear around the nation is the idea of some smaller hospitals having to close, being financially impacted by this because they're trying to set up for COVID-19 patients, and therefore some of their other financial benefits are going by the wayside. How is Peace Harbor dealing with that at this point?
Yeah, that's another great question. We're very fortunate to be part of a system with Peace Health. Being a 10-hospital system in 3 states and really having the bandwidth to understand how to apply for federal and state funding, in particular federal funding. There was a special team that was engaged, and they've secured and been applying for that has stabilized our resources. As an independent hospital, especially independent community hospital, we're hearing things across the country that they're particularly struggling for that. Those resources are available to them as well. I'm not sure, if they have been able to apply for funding or not. Peace Health has also really kind of leaned in and provided a sick bank related to COVID in case anybody gets sick for that. And they just announced that we're protecting pay for another 30 days for all of our caregivers as we get through this crisis. As we know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now and families and those kind of things. So we want to be able to, step forward and support all of our caregivers with that. So it's really a good time to be part of a larger system right now.
We're speaking with Jason Hawkins, CAO of Peace Harbor Hospital, and Robin Allen, Director of Clinical Services. Now, Robin, as people are getting screened, are they staying here at Peace Harbor or are they moving to Riverbend?
If I understand your question, you're asking if patients come into the emergency department and they screen positive, what do we do?
Right. What
so
is the process?
If they're screening positive and they're appropriate to be tested, then and we suspect that they are may have the COVID virus and they need to be hospitalized, then we are transferring them to Riverbend.
Now, Jason, you mentioned testing kits a little while ago. Obviously, there's a limited number of these going around, but I understand the supply is growing, that more are becoming available. What do you feel is a good amount to have here? Obviously, we haven't had a big influx of problems here. So what do you feel is a good inventory?
I think that's a moving target, to be quite honest, George. We have a population of senior population of over 65, and we want to make sure that we're able to get to those folks when those testing becomes available. We have seen across the country when you have the ungated testing pieces that just a lineup of cars and running out of test kits. So I think we have to be very thoughtful about how we roll that out and making sure they have adequate testing kits before we start to do that, or we could create a kind of a supply and demand issue here locally.
What kind of information does Peace Harbor want to give to the local community as far as, obviously we want to follow all of the executive order that Governor Kate Brown put down, all of the smart processes for protecting yourselves. Anything to add to that? I know that just recently they've talked about how, it's probably best to start wearing masks if you can, but that wasn't necessarily a concern not too long ago. What's changed or what is still the same as far as that goes?
Yeah, I would really want to say that I think Oregon has done a fantastic job. You look across the country, we've been able to flatten that curve significantly. And it's really the communities and the residents of the state of Oregon have really made the biggest impact by sheltering in place, observing the orders that were put onto us that make sense, and flattening that curve, the non-essential employees, the hand washing, the personal distancing, social distancing. We really need to continue to do that, and we shouldn't, lighten up on those things. So I think that's the biggest thing. As far as masking, absolutely a great idea. In addition to that, if people have homemade masks or they continue to wear them when they can, go grocery shopping every 2 weeks versus every day or every other day, minimize your exposures and those kind of things. We clearly are making a big, big difference in the state of Oregon.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, George, I might add also that if anyone thinks that they may have the virus and they're exhibiting the symptoms and they feel the need to come in to be seen, that they call ahead first so we can take the appropriate precautions in caring for them and treating them appropriately. I think that's, you know, we have people come in that they're not sure. It's best to always call first, and then that way we can kind of do a telephone screening and then bring them in appropriately.
Yeah, they really, that's a great point, Robin. They really need to call the medical group. You know, I think it's the 997-7134 main number if they're concerned, exhibiting any symptoms. We have a team on standby right now that can do telephone calls and really figure out the most appropriate place for care. That's locally, that's a big plus that we have here on campus for our community.
Now, are you guys set out for the duration of this? I mean, we talked about the financial impact, staffing, everything. Do you guys feel like you look pretty good as far as staffing, supplies, and all that if this were to go, say, another 60 to 90 days?
I do believe that, George. You know, it's, I think that we don't know for sure what tomorrow will bring, but if the last 30 days are any indication, and the next 30 days will be something similar, you know, we think we're okay. A hotspot could happen at any point in time. We understand the gravity of what's happening, and it's really important that we continue to practice social distancing and sheltering in place if you are having symptoms. We just want to make sure we're protecting the parts of our community, the people in our community that are most vulnerable.
I might also add, George, that over the last 30 days, we have been working constantly to make sure we've got plans in place and flows in place within the facility to make sure that our patients and our caregivers are safe, and we're looking forward to what might happen and planning for that so that we're prepared and ready if it should get to the point that we are needing to keep COVID patients within our facility.
Well, yeah, so right now, George, we have, as Robin said, as they go through the screening and they appear to need to be admitted, they're going to Riverbend to a special unit. If that unit were to become full, Robin and her team and our physicians have created special plans to have a suspected a cohort of patients with COVID patients in our med-surg floor. And also we've retooled our PACU to be a confirmed COVID unit if need be. So I think we have good processes in place now, and we have escalation strategies if need be. And then we have a 2-3 phased approach in our emergency department, including a triage trailer that we rolled in and got set up a couple weeks ago.
And obviously, we plan for the worst, hope for the best. And I'd like to thank both of you this morning, Jason Hawkins, CAO at Peace Harbor, and also the Director of Clinical Services, Robin Allen. Thank you both for being on this morning. And we look forward to more updates and finding out how Peace Harbor is handling this situation. Thank you so much.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.
All right, that's our COVID-19 update from Peace Harbor Hospital this morning.